KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy to cloudy conditions and 50 degrees here this morning at the KJN studios. We look for partly to mostly sunny skies here today and a high of 79 degrees. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. News is being brought to you here this hour by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, authorities are investigating the fatal shooting of a person in Des Moines. Officers were sent around 10 p.m. Tuesday to a convenience store to check a report about the shooting. They found a wounded male. Police say he died later at a hospital. His name has not been released. No arrests have been reported in what police say is the city's 22nd homicide of the year. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
This is Jesse from Lindeman Tractor. I'd like to give you some food for thought if you're even considering an upgrade in your hay equipment operation. It's the benefits of the New Holland DB313 disc mower conditioner.
New Holland is known for hay equipment, and they've made the DB313 stand above the competition with its quick change blades and its Shock Pro hubs. The quick change blades feature two cutting edges and can be flipped for a double cutting life. Plus, you can change the blades in just seconds, and the new Shock Pro hubs save you hassle, time, and repair costs by heading off potential damage to the gears and drive shafts. They absorb the impact and are quick to replace in the field. Should an unseen obstacle stop you, you only need to replace the damaged hub rather than the whole row unit.
The gentle conditioning of the extra long chevron rubber rolls save delicate leaves and give you fast dry down time in both alfalfa and grass hay. Find out more or stop in and check one out at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In other local news, the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two recent arrests and an accident. On Monday, deputies arrested 45-year-old Brett Phillip Samuelson of Randolph for driving while barred. Samuelson was arrested at 10:20 p.m. on 189th Street. He was taken to the Mills County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. On Tuesday, Mills County deputies arrested 28-year-old Jonathan Lee Million of Emerson on a warrant for burglary second degree and theft second degree. He was arrested at the Page County Jail at 10:50 a.m. and held on $5,000 bond. And Mills County Sheriff's officials also reported an accident took place on Friday at 3:24 p.m. at the intersection of 221st Street and Barris Road. A 2015 Dodge driven by 37-year-old Beth Shane of Glenwood was traveling northbound on 221st Street near Barris Road and was hit broadside by a 2001 Dodge driven by 25-year-old Freddie Rodriguez Soriano of Omaha. Rodriguez Soriano failed to stop at a posted stop sign while traveling westbound on Barris Road, causing the accident. Two juvenile passengers were injured in the accident and were transported to UNMC by Silver City Rescue. Rodriguez Soriano was cited after the accident for no valid driver's license, failure to provide proof of financial liability, and failure to obey a stop sign. A former Des Moines police officer who quit last year after being accused of planting drug evidence has been criminally charged in the case. The Des Moines Register reported Tuesday that 30-year-old Tyson Toot has been charged with felonious misconduct in office and perjury. Toot resigned in December amid allegations. Polk County Attorney John Sarcone said Toot turned himself in and was booked into the Polk County Jail on Tuesday morning. Toot and another officer resigned in December, accused of planting evidence on New Year's Day 2015 to implicate a then 21-year-old man in a drug case. The man was charged and convicted of possessing methamphetamine, but was later exonerated. Authorities have not said how they learned that case was tainted. A Red Oak woman was arrested Tuesday night on a Page County warrant. At 7:18 p.m., Red Oak police arrested 38-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty in the 200 block of East Knuckles Street. Hegarty was arrested on a valid Page County warrant for violation of probation. She was taken to the Page County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. A Central Iowa man has been arrested in connection with two West Central Iowa bank robberies. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports 38-year-old Sean Michael Antisdale of West Des Moines was arrested on Monday by the Dallas County Sheriff's Office following a bank robbery in Redfield. Antisdale was also a suspect in July 21st robbery of the Casey Bank. Following his arrest, Guthrie County Sheriff's Office officials met with Antisdale and secured a confession from him with regards to his involvement with the Casey Bank robbery. Antisdale will be charged in the coming days, and more information will follow. A state official says Iowa's individual health insurance market under the Affordable Care Act will collapse if the federal government doesn't approve a short-term proposal aimed at stabilizing premium costs. Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Ammon told reporters Tuesday that the state has communicated with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to finalize a proposed stopgap measure. The state submitted its final proposal on the same measure Monday. About 72,000 Iowans have individual ACA-compliant health plans. Ammon estimates up to 22,000 of them will drop coverage in 2018 if no action is taken to offset growing premium costs. The last insurance carrier to offer individual plans expects additional premium increases. A stopgap measure reallocates federal money to help individuals priced out of subsidies that currently help pay for coverage. A judge has sentenced a lottery computer programmer up to 25 years in prison for rigging a computer program to enable him to pick winning numbers in several lottery games over 6 years. Eddie Tipton pled guilty earlier this summer to ongoing criminal conduct, and on Tuesday he received the prison sentence. Judge Brad McCall also ordered Tipton to repay more than $2 million that the scheme paid Tipton and others. Tipton's brother, Tommy Tipton, is serving a 75-day jail sentence on a theft charge. A friend of Eddie Tipton's, Robert Rhodes of Sugar Land, Texas, will be sentenced August 25th on a computer crime charge. Tipton worked for the Multi-State Lottery Association in Iowa. He fixed lottery games in Colorado, Wisconsin, Kansas, Iowa, and Oklahoma between 2005 and 2011. The Adair County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday released a report on numerous recent arrests. The report said 21-year-old Austin Kyler Albert Van Arnum of Atlantic was arrested August 15th on Interstate 80 for interference with official acts. His arrest followed a traffic stop for speeding 108 miles per hour on a crotch rocket. Deputy Josh McLaren initiated the traffic stop near mile marker 70 and of I-80 eastbound at around 11:50 p.m. After McLaren spoke with Van Arnum, the deputy walked back to his cruiser to run a records check. The motorcycle sped off. It was located a short time later at Highway 25 and 180th Street north of Greenfield. Van Arnum was later released on a $300 bond. Officials say 25-year-old Marcus Anthony Terrell of Albia was arrested August 16th in Greenfield for violation of a no-contact order issued out of Guthrie County. The incident allegedly took place numerous times while Terrell continues to be held at the Adair County Jail on previous charges. The call log at the jail shows several calls being made to a person in Fontenelle or via third-party contact. Terrell remains held in the Adair County Jail without bond. Authorities report also 20-year-old Fernando Ramon Vargas of Omaha was arrested August 14th in Adair County by the Iowa State Patrol. Vargas was held at the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 bond and a Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of probation. He was released the following day. A man from Adair was arrested August 13th by deputies in Adair. Authorities say 45-year-old Donald Glenwood Imhoff was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with driving while barred and brought to the Adair County Jail, where he was later released on $2,000 bond. A man from Exiwa was arrested August 14th at the Adair County Sheriff's Office on an Adair County warrant for probation violation. 27-year-old Joseph Dean White was released from custody August 17th on a $1,000 cash bond or surety. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also that Greenfield police arrested 23-year-old Caitlin Sue Finley of St. Charles August 15th for allegedly violating a temporary restraining order by being found in the same vehicle as a protected party was in. She was later released on a $300 bond. And 57-year-old Edward Charles Carl of Greenfield was arrested August 15th for assault with injury following an alleged incident of assault involving his wife. Carl was later released on $1,000 bond. And August 18th, 46-year-old Andre Lamont Sewell of Stewart, formerly of Creston, was arrested on an Adair County warrant for harassment in the first degree. He was later released on $2,000 bond or surety. That's a look at news. We'll check funeral announcements next. News time 7:15.
This is Jesse from Lindeman Tractor. I'd like to give you some food for thought if you're even considering an upgrade in your hay equipment operation. It's the benefits of the New Holland DB313 disc mower conditioner.
New Holland is known for hay equipment, and they've made the DB313 stand above the competition with its quick change blades and its Shock Pro hubs. The quick change blades feature two cutting edges and can be flipped for a double cutting life. Plus, you can change the blades in just seconds, and the new Shock Pro hubs save you hassle, time, and repair costs by heading off potential damage to the gears and drive shafts. They absorb the impact and are quick to replace in the field. Should an unseen obstacle stop you, you only need to replace the damaged hub rather than the whole row unit.
The gentle conditioning of the extra-long Chevron rubber rolls save delicate leaves and give you fast dry-down time in both alfalfa and grass hay. Find out more or stop in and check one out at Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In your funeral announcement, Susan J. Nancaro, age 68, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of life service for Susan Nancaro will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has arrangements. Kevin Gerard Kanan, age 55, of Atlantic, died on August 7th. Mass of Christian burial for Kevin Gerard Kanan will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Frederick Henry Clausen, age 92, of Perry, formerly of Dexter, died Sunday at the Perry Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Frederick Henry Clausen will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home, Dexter Chapel, has arrangements. Charlotte Perkins, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Charlotte Perkins will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Patricia Lou Rock, age 84, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Patricia Lou Rock will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Shirley Ann Russell, age 70, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Shirley Ann Russell will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Robert D. Hansen, age 86, of Manning, died on Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert D. Hansen will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the OD Funeral Home in Manning. Luetta Madeline Smith, age 92, of Elkhorn, died August 15th at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Luetta Madeline Smith will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Arnold K. Peterson, age 98, of Atlantic, formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Arnold K. Peterson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Jeffrey Craig Peace, age 60, of Stewart, died Tuesday at his home. A funeral celebration for Jeffrey Craig Peace will be held on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the West Central Valley High School in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has arrangements. Helen J. June Berger, age 84, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for June Berger will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Lorena Elaine Gibson Clark, age 93, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematorium in Stewart, and no services are planned for Lorena Clark. And Ross Lee Terwilliger, age 75, of Stewart, died Monday at his home in Stewart. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematorium in Stewart, and no services are planned for Ross Lee Terwilliger at this time. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements on KJN, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.